سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وآية لهم أنا حملنا ذريتهم في الفلك المشحون وخلقنا لهم من مثله ما يركبون وإن نشأ نغرقهم فلا صريخ لهم ولا هم ينقذون إلا رحمة منا ومتاعا إلى حين. وإذا قيل لهم اتقوا ما بين أيديكم وما خلفكم لعلكم ترحمون. صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders and brothers, whatever advice you share is first for me. I sincerely regard every Muslim better than myself, especially those that are sitting in the program. What good qualities you all have, it is known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The sight of Allah, you are better than me. And my private life, shortcomings in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also. Allah will give me tawfiq of rectifying my mistakes and guide us to become better Muslims. We are doing Surah Yasin for a few weeks now. We reach verses number 41 to 45, where Allah Ta'ala speaks about the ship. A sign for them is that we have carried their progeny on board the crowded ark, and we have made conveyances for them like the ark which they bought. If we will, we could drown them and they will have no helper, nor shall there be rescues, except by our mercy, the mercy of Allah, and for the enjoyment for a little while. Allah Ta'ala has created human, and Allah has given mankind the intelligence. Outwardly, we see the technology we have today. And during the golden era of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, people used to travel in ships, but it was the simple ships. And besides ships, they used to travel on animal back, horseback, camel back, and donkeys, etc. And today we have modern day mode of transport, luxury vehicles, train, buses, aeroplanes, and even the ship. The ships are carrying thousands of tons of goods, especially containers. Some ships carry 3,000-4,000 containers at a time. And Allah Ta'ala says, Allah gave man the intelligence to build the ship. And once the ship is sailing also in the ocean, it is with the command of Allah that it does not sink. Today, part of the army, different countries have, they have the navy army and they have the submarine, etc. Allah has created those huge ships, and Allah in His wisdom gave man that intellect that 10-20 planes at a time, fighter jets can land on these naval ships, and they can use it as defense and attack the enemies, etc. In Surah Luqman, Para 21, Allah speaks about the ship there also. Alam tara anna al-fulka tajri fi al-bahri bi ni'matillahi liyuriyakum min ayati inna fi zalika la'ayatin likulli sabbarin shakur wa idha ghashiyahum mawjun kazzulali da'aw Allah mukhlisin lahu ad-din ila akhir al-aya. Falamma, when Allah Ta'ala speaks about the 21 para, that the ship is also a sign from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where people sail on it and does not sink. Then Allah Ta'ala speaks about the people when they get in trouble in the sea. Sometimes there's a severe storm, sometimes a big wave comes on the ship and everybody is panicking and they think the ship is going to sink anytime. So Allah Ta'ala describes this condition that when the man is difficulty in the ocean, how sincerely they'll make dua to Allah. وَإِذَا غَشِيَهُمْ مَوْجٌ كَالزُّلَلِ دَعَوُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ فَلَمَّا نَجَّاهُمْ إِلَى الْبَرِّ فَمِنْهُمْ مُقْتَصِدٌ وَمَا يَجْحَدُوا بِآيَاتِنَا إِلَّا كُلُّ خَتَّارٍ كَفُورٍ. Allah Ta'ala says, at times of difficulty, they'll make sincere dua. And when Allah helps them and they come out of that storm and they reach the shore and they disembark from the ship and they are satisfied, they are being saved from being drowned or the ship being sink, then they forget Allah. They start disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This must not be our condition. This principle could be applied in our normal day-to-day affairs. When things are going well, we read our namaz, we make dua. If Allah puts some test in us, even that time too, we make dua and supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is told to them, وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمُ اتَّقُوا مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِيكُمْ وَمَا خَلْفَكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. When they are told, fear what is before you and what is behind you, so that mercy may be shown to you. We fear Allah by obeying His commandments and abstaining from sins and gunas. And the life after that, the ulama has given the tafsir that we have to worry about the life after that also. The moment we die, our homes, our businesses, our wealth, everything going to remain behind. The good action that we do, that is going to help us. And وَمَا تَأْتِيهِمْ مِنْ آيَةٍ مِنْ آيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ إِلَّا كَانُوا عَنْهَا مُعْرِضِينَ. These non-Muslims are so proud and arrogant. They are averse to every sign of their Rabb that comes to them. When he's told to them from the ship, take a lesson, for even the different creations of Allah, the sun, the moon, we worship Allah only. But out of pride and arrogance, they ignore the commands of Allah and they fail to acknowledge the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah must protect us. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ أَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقَكُمُ اللَّهِ قَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَنُطْعِمُوا مَنْ لَوْ يَشَاءُ اللَّهُ أَطْعَمَهُ إِنْ أَنْتُمْ إِلَّا فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. When they are told to spend from what Allah has provided for you, the little wealth that we got, it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah is saying we must spend. But this non-Muslim, out of arrogance and pride, what they say? The disbelievers say to the believers, should we feed someone whom Allah will feed if He wills? You are but in manifest deviation. They see Allah will feed the people, why are you asking for donation from us? So these statements of pride and arrogance, Allah does not like. And we Muslims, if you have the zakat nisab, to give the 2.5% charities once a year, is compulsory. And even more than that, our lillah donation to our masjid, madrasas, and hushes the poor, often needy, and have a clean heart, and wherever we have an opportunity to spend with ikhlas, what the right hand give, the left hand must not come to know. And at the same time, people need to pay their debts first. We don't know, sometimes we see a person got a big business or whatever, but he knows what debts people have and what is his limit and what they can give. Allah must grant us sincerity and acceptance. Since we spoke about that ayat, about when the people are in difficulty in the ocean, they make dua to Allah. وَإِذَا غَشِيَهُمْ مَوْجٌ كَالزُّلَلِ دَعَوُ اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. That when people are in difficulty, they make sincere duas to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I'll just mention some virtues of making dua. Whoever makes dua, futihat lahu abwabul jannah, futihat lahu abwabul rahmah, wa ma su'ila Allahu shay'an ahabba ilayhi min an yus'al al-'afiyah. Our beloved Rasulullah said something similar to this. Whoever gets a habit of making dua, we make dua after doing some good actions. One is we read our Faraz Salah on its prescribed time. We recite Quran Sharif. Take the Tasbih, recite some Zikrullah, recite some Durud Sharif. And who can get up for Tahajjud? Make dua at that time. And whoever got the habit of making dua, he'll be guided to do good action that will take him to Jannah. The doors of the mercy of Allah will be opened for him. And the best thing to ask is afiyah, and we don't desire any difficulties. So another saying here, la yuraddu al-qadha illa al-du'a, wa la yazidu fil-umri illa al-bir. Nothing but dua, supplication, averts taqdeer, degree, and nothing but righteousness increases life. He mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif and Ibn Majah. Allah Ta'ala knows best what is going to happen to us the next moment, the next second, next day, or next month. But we make dua to Allah, if some bad is supposed to come our way, Allah will remove it. And they say when we make dua, three things happen. Either what we ask for, Allah Ta'ala gives it to us. Second is, maybe Allah won't give us what we ask for, but some difficulty was coming your way. Allah remove that difficulty from you. And third is, Allah may not remove the difficulty, but Allah will give you high ranks in Jannah. And we Muslims, our history is full of blood of martyrs. Hazrat Umar radiallahu was made shaheed while making imamat for Fajr Salah. Although he passed away after a little while, but that was the means of his getting shahadat. Hazrat Usman radiallahu while reciting the Quran was made shaheed. Hazrat Ali radiallahu was made shaheed. Hazrat Hassan Hussein radiallahu in Karbala, they were made shaheed. We see har Karbala ke baad Islam zinda hota hai. So we'll conclude today's program with the dua, inshallah. Allahu Akbar kabira wa alhamdulillahi kaseera wa subhanallah bukratan wa asila. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tasliman kaseeran kaseera. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina azaban nar. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك من نبيك وحبيبك وعبدك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعبادك الصالحون ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك من نبيك وحبيبك وعبدك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعبادك الصالحون أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين وأصلح ذات بينهم وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم ولا تسلط علينا بذنوبنا من لا يرحمنا ولا يخافك فينا اللهم اجرنا من النار اللهم اجرنا من النار اللهم انا نسالك رضاك والجنه وما قرب اليها من قول وعمل ونعوذ بك من النار وما قرب اليها من قول وعمل اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وفيما بعد الموت اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من عذاب القبر ونعوذ بك من فتنة المسيح الدجال ونعوذ بك من فتنة المحيا والممات ونعوذ بك من المأسم ومن المغرم صلى الله عليه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.